I think that this is not in isolation. What I'm calling on is the ministers to intervene, put up a committee. Let's go into the nitty-gritties of it. What were the remote causes first? Then what were the immediate causes? What are the things that we can do to ensure that these things do not recur? But I just once again want to plead with us as leaders that our comments have the potential of putting the nation in jeopardy. And we should be very careful when we are running those commentaries. You may think that you are doing it for purposes of personal benefit. Those ones are parochial, self-serving, and short-term. In the long term, when you groom these persons to become hardened up and be used to such crime, at a time you do not want them to perpetuate it, they will. Mm-hmm. And that is when you will live to regret. They may be doing it at a time you are benefiting, so you are excited. Mm-hmm. She spoke about it. What I've suddenly realized in our nation is that a lot of people are engaging in politics or populism. Mm-hmm. And that is a danger to our society. When they see that the thing is red, and that is what will bring this nation peace and progress, they will tend to say it is black, so that somebody will buy into that idea because it is the cheapest route to incite people. When you engage in that, and finally you are given an opportunity, and you are faced with similar situations, you will be eaten by your own past comments and your own past deeds.